Fanpage edition, non è quel t-shirt. Page edition, vale un novato a The Pure, come essere menova? No, in English? The word for the menova. The word for menova.
Candelabra?
Candelabra. That's what I remember. My Shabbos is candelabra.
Candelabra doesn't have seven.
Or it's seven whatever kind of
branches.
Branches of the Menorah. Yesterday we learned that you can merit this fast intelligence that just boom goes into your brain, and through this you get excitement towards Hashem. How do you merit this fast brain to come to you? Kotev Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Holy Rabbi writes, to reach this aspect of this Shefa Eloki, quick thought, quick mind of Dusha, so you can't come to it, only you can only come to it al Sheikadeshet Pi, he'll sanctify your mouth, your nose, your eyes, and your ears. Then, these seven openings will bring to him this Shefa Elokia. So, Ben writes in Torah 21. He explains a bit. Explains a lot. What?
21.
Torah 21. Oh, I'll just explain. Each man has a menorah drawn on his face. Mamash Mitzurah, a famous Zodar, Tamash, in a beautiful and nice order. אם נסתכל על הפנים של האדם, אפילו לא כאן הפייס של הפרסה. ונמתח קווים דמיוניים בין שני האוזניים, שתי העיניים, שתי נקבי החותם, והפה שנמצא בדיוק באמצע, if we make imaginary lines, like this, right? First this is the further away. Then, nice. Then, to the nostrils, the closest. And the mouth in the middle. So much. One, two. Okay. So much the drawing of the menorah. Is that what I said? Is that how I explained it? Yeah, this is the further away. Then after you go closer, it's closer together. It's even closer together. And in the middle, you have the mouth. You have a menorah drawn on your face. Al pi ha-ma'amar ha-zohar, mubah, according to it says in the Zohar, what that's called kedushat ha-moach, the holiness of the brain depends on the holiness of these seven limbs in your body. You want to have a holy brain? Depends on these seven limbs. Two ears, two eyes, nostrils, and the mouth. Shem le'maaseh shivat ha'nerot she'adam dolek ha'sechei adam. That they practically are the seven candles that through them the candle of the brain burns. Okay? It's burning. There's a flame there inside, a spiritual flame. That's in the shum, in the brain. If you want it to work, you have to light the candles. Then you have the flame, you have the oils. Yadua mitzadikei emet ba'alei roh kodesh. It's known from the true tzadikim, which had roh kodesh. Shalim amitim ve'roim apnei adam akol et ma'asav. Kol ma'asav. They used to stare at a person, look at it, and they see on his face all his deeds, like the stories from the Ariya Kadosh. They used to look at it far, they didn't know who you are and what you did. If you did Aveot or Samitzvot, everything was revealed through their face, and by them will shines our Eloki, godly light. I think Rav Arush glows. And if he glows, it's just because he's a holy man. Because he sanctified the seven.
Sure. So, where does the moach itself come in? There is your own machshava.
Through this thing.
I understand saying puts from that. Meaning, I could be staring outside the window all day, thinking about something else? Meaning, are there both elements, or it's just whatever you see, hear, and smell and talk about? Only those things affect the mind. Or isn't there the element of just his bonus separate from?
Whatever you think of is through everything. Is you saw it once, or you heard it once, you acknowledged it somehow. How do you acknowledge? You acknowledge it through these seven. There's other ways of acknowledging. For example, heat. It's hot, so burn yourself. You burn yourself and acknowledge that that's what happens when you touch fire or something hot. So you didn't use your ears or your eyes or your nose or your mouth.
Right.
It's fine. There's other ways. But regarding the brain, it's definitely through these seven. And then your brain starts working in a certain way. If you take someone, you put it in a room, and you make him grow by himself, I don't know, whatever, you give him food under the table, under the doorway, and
right.
What will he be thinking? Like an animal. How do I survive? How do I do this?
Right.
What, how do we think through what we're taught?
Right.
Well,
you can only think from what we perceive.
Yeah,
then when you learn Torah, it's a mitzvah to read now, to learn now.
Right, why?
You listen, you see in your eyes, you speak, but the smell.
Oh, Rabbeinu writes that nose is, I wonder if he writes it down here. Rabbeinu writes what nose is. Nose, I wonder if he says here. Nose is Yiras Shamayim, Rabbeinu writes. Yiras Shamayim. It says, "Ba'aricho b'irat Hashem." It's it's one of Yiras Shamayim. It has a sense of the nose. Signify nose, meaning Yiras Shamayim. Bitul the tzaddikim. And then, know any merits? Merits. It's a smell is more spiritual sense, more than any other sense. It's the only sense which is not sin. Doesn't say anything about the smell. It only says about the eyes and about the mouth and the ears. She heard him speak, but not about the sense of the smell. Didn't say. Yeah. Also, you could also say in a simple way. Not to smell non kosher things, obviously it blemishes. I remember I was doing a bulletin somewhere near the Arabs, where the Arabs always invited. And I smelled a nice barbecue, and I didn't know where it comes from, I was enjoying the smell. And then I realized the Arabs doing barbecue. I ran like crazy away, far away. I don't want to smell their whatever they killed there. You don't want to smell it.
I think that's yesterday or the day before. I won't go in the elevator, but over the room was inside, I smell,
I'm not going. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's also the most simplifying smell. Also, on Pesach, when they go there, it's a fact that if you live in Chutzlaret, so you go to the old city and they're making bread, and they smell the bread. Yeah, it's also simplifying, but in a spiritual sense, also it means Yiras Shamayim. And what do you merit to? You get a sense of smell. What does that mean? You smell if someone has Yiras Shamayim. Rav Elgula told us once, came to Rav Arush and he came to kiss his hand. And Rav Arush was running away from him, don't kiss my hand. And always he lets him kiss his hand. Rav Ego does this. And why did he let him kiss his hand? He said, that's not, but why not? He said, he didn't go to the mikvah today. He said, how do you know? He said, I smell it. Rav Arush told him. Tzaddikim was like that.
Also, you can smell it.
he smelled clean.
He smelled too nice. Somebody was.
He knew that.
We did that in the yeshiva for a perm skit. So the guy is like, you smell so clean. Like, what happened? So they made like a special little bottle of like mikvah water. So if you didn't go to the mikvah, you just spritz a little mikvah water. Oh, I see. I glimpsed it.
Holy man. Very good. Good idea.
And Irish could smell that your helmet didn't go?
Yeah. All the tzaddikim.
That's embarrassing. That was embarrassing. When people saw that.
Yeah, he was going to go to the mikvah. He just didn't go yet. But he wanted to know. Abba was not going to tell him why. Okay? הפתחים של המוח, the openings of the brain. נמצא שישנו קשר ישיר בין פעולות המוח. We find that there is a direct connection between the actions of the brain לבין שבעת הפתחים. To the seven openings. שיש לו לאדם בראשו, the person has in his head. וזה מובן מאוד. It's very understandable. כל מה שיש במוח של האדם, because everything a person has in his brain, that's what we just said. Manuel. בא ממה שהחושים שלו קלטו והכניסו לתוכו. It comes from what his senses קלטו. Received. Right? דרך שבעת הפתחים הללו, through these seven openings. והיינו, שהמוח של האדם בנוי מכל מה ששמע ומכל מה שראה ומכל מה שהריח ומכל מה שאכל ודיבר. Meaning that the brain of a person is built from everything he heard, saw, smelled, ate, or spoke. כל הראיות שהאדם רואה, כל ימי חייו רשומות במוח שלו. Everything, every sight you saw ever in your life is registered in your brain. לכן אדם שרואה רק אותיות, if a person who sees only letters, he reads the Torah, המוח שלו מלא רק באותיות קדושות, his brain is full of holy letters. גם כל הדיבורים שאדם מדבר רשום אצל המוח, also everything you spoke is registered in your head. ואם זוכר לדבר רק דיבורים קדושים, and if one merits to speak only holy speeches, from now on, okay? From now on. אז יש לו מוח קדוש, he has a holy brain, a holy mind. ואם ההפך, ההפך, and if he talks Nairishkeit, right? Nonsense. Nairishkeit, no? Nonsense.
Stuyot.
Stuyot, exactly. That's what he has in his head. That's what he goes into his head. Think before you speak. וכן הזו הדרך, whatever you hear, אדם צריך לזכות שישמע על דברי תורה ושרים קדושים. A person has to learn to hear only דברי תורה, words of Torah, and holy songs, not to hear garbage songs. Both in words and also in music. וכן לגבי החותם, also regarding it. No, זה כבר דבר יותר רוחני. This is something more spiritual. שקשור ליראת שמיים של האדם. It has to do more with ליראת שמיים of person. סבלנות, שלא יכעס. איך אומר סבלנות? Patience. And that he won't be angry. And over there, the Indian is that every anger, every... is a short fuse, right? It's registered in a person's brain. It has to work to have a long fuse. Not to be angry, they lengthen his nose, it's called, like Pinocchio. Not because of lies, rather because of meaning to not to be angry, be hot. Like Ezra. יהודי, מי אתה? יד, who are you? וזה מה שכולנו צריכים לדעת. And this is what we all have to know. I've always said this recently in the class. שהאדם זה המוח שלו. A person is his brain. What's a human being in this world is his brain. What are you always different to people? Is what we have in the head. מי אתה? Who are you? אתה זה מה שלך במוח. You are what you have in your head. It's a famous story. Just remember. Between the story was with the Baal HaTanya and his grandson, Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch. Tzemach Tzedek, my wife is Chabad, so I asked the story also from there. We should grow Chabad. So Tzemach Tzedek was 5 years old. He was raised by his grandfather. He was the next Rebbe of Lubavitch, Midler Rebbe, the middle Rebbe. And his father, I think, was left on gauge or something. And his grandfather told him once, Nachmendl, Kimarain, Zogmil, tell me, who am I? Where am I? So he said, here. No, that's my head. Where am I? Here it is. He pointed his hand. No, that's my hand. Where's the me? Where's the I that's here in this body? So he didn't know what to answer. Or he knew what to answer. You'll see at the end of the story, but he just said, fine. And the Baal Tanya continued learning. After a few minutes, the kid said, no, Sedek said, Zaidi! Right? He's a grandpa, whatever. Right? And the Baal Tanya turned around and said, that's who you are. The one who turned around is who you are. He heard, he called it, his brain said, oh, he's calling me, I'm turning around. That's who he is, not your body. Who you are is what you think. That's who you are. Yeah, that's who a person is. My Abdevin Khalashni was the difference between one person and another person. Havdelu Amoach, the difference is the brain. Kol HaChaim Shel Adam Nireim Kepi Ma Sheyesh Lo Amoach. The whole life of a man seems according to what he has in his brain. So I spoke earlier today. Right, a person has to go through certain situations in life. Regardless of his good deeds or bad deeds, some things a person has to go through. Right, a person, some people get divorced and get married again. Why are good people do that? They were both good people. They didn't get along for some reason. Other reason why they have to get divorced, whatever. There's certain tikkunim you have to do. You have to be married with this woman, and she had to be married with, and then she married someone else, and he married someone. And there's certain tikkunim in the Shabbos we don't understand. And a person will go through the situation not because it's bad deeds or something, it's just from Shammai, that's what he had to go through. The question is how he went through it. How did he, who was he during the whole situation? Therefore people could change from one side to the other. People in this room, all of us, where we were before and where we are today. What changed? We're the same body? We still eat the same food, right? We still go to the bathroom, take a shower, and go to the, whatever. Live and go and work. What changed? The brain is what changed. The brain is what changed. And that means the person changed. He changed. What, he's wearing a black coat now? That's what changed? That's what he changed? Change is inside the head. ברגע שמקבלים מדיעה חדשה, once we get a new knowledge in our head, כמו שראינו מאות ועדי פעמים, I heard, he said, I heard many hundreds of thousands of times, people heard the CD of Emuna, of Rav Arush, or any other CD, או קראו ספר של Emuna, they read a book that teaches Emuna, ומיד נעשה שינוי מוחלט בחייהם, and immediately, sometimes not right away immediately, but as a result of that, a complete change in life was created. Sometimes the outside remain garbage. Avraham says about himself, he did tshuva, he hardly kept anything. He still had long hair and jeans and walked around, and his mind was all connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he hardly knew any mitzvahs, he didn't learn any Torah yet in those days, about 40 years ago. And still, he was a different man already. What changed? He knew. Knowledge changed. Ki Adam Chai, a person lives the Fima Sheyesh to Mamon, according to what he has in his head. Okay. Let's Hashem continue this book next week.
So,